Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Monday morning, fresh off a very nice weekend. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Yes, it's the summertime, and you can only revel in it as you remember the very cold and long and difficult winter. Boy, I tell you, you know, this time I really do remember the pain.
Well, the pain of the crash of the Malaysian jet and the bodies of the jet victims lying in Ukraine, as the headline says this morning in the New York Times, held hostage to politics.
You know, this is a time when any person who has ever flown on a plane can project themselves into this horror. And you say, oh boy, you know, that could have been me. And the idea that somebody has been allowed to use or encouraged to use a missile that brings down a plane from over 30,000 feet, this becomes a universal problem. And then when you see the politics of who is allowed to collect the bodies and at least give them a decent burial, it's just horrific. Into all of this comes Vladimir Putin, who starts to tell people that he's on the right side. And at this stage of the game, I think it's very hard to believe the man about anything he says. He says he wants peace, but he encourages war. There's a good deal of evidence that it's the pro-Russian faction that has used this thing. But even there, we don't know. And the sense of confidence in Putin is zero from most people's perspective. So the whole thing is just, in a word, horrible.
Late last week, Alan, the Cuomo administration, specifically Kathy Hochul, the governor's lieutenant governor nominee, announced that they had created a new women's equality ballot line.
This after Hochul had all but disappeared from the scene because, as you know, as a congresswoman, and I have to say a failed congresswoman in that she was defeated after a term, you know, she was chosen by Cuomo to be the lieutenant governor person, but her district was so conservative that her conservative values were questioned by many people. And all of a sudden, there is a classic Cuomo move, which brings her out front to start a women's party so that in New York State is one of the few states that you can get additional votes from other party lines. So a women's party is being started. People like Zephyr Teachout, who is running against Cuomo, the progressive, in a primary. Teachout says, well, wait a second now. This is Cuomo who kept the Republicans in power, didn't veto the reapportionment bill, which he said from the get-go he was going to do, leading to conservative reaction to women and stopping the women's agenda in the state Senate. That is, she says, where Cuomo has really let women down. Nevertheless, Cuomo is so far ahead in the polls and so far has proven himself to be a strategic genius that, David, I don't think that the very weak protests on the part of a few people are going to put a stop to him.